Autism is a human condition that we have learned more about in the last few decades. The full, scientific name is Autism Spectrum Disorder, ASD, and it is classed as a developmental condition that includes social, communication, and behavioral issues. However, because it is a spectrum, there is no single experience of autism and the experience of every autistic person is different. There has been a lot of research carried out into human autism and questions have also been asked as to whether other species can also be autistic. So, can dogs be autistic? Current research indicates that dogs can have a type of autism called canine dysfunctional behavior. We don't know what causes it, but it appears in pups from birth. It is a combination of social, communication, and behavioral issues that can be treated but not cured. What is autism? Autism spectrum disorder has been defined by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, as a, quote, developmental disability that can cause significant social, communication, and behavioral challenges. Quote, the symptoms are varied in character and severity, this is why it is called a spectrum. Autism is common in humans. The CDC estimates that around 1 in 59 children in the U.S. are on the autistic spectrum. To receive a diagnosis of autism, the child's symptoms must be persistent and interfere with their daily life. The signs usually begin in early childhood and some children are diagnosed before the age of 2. However, others are not diagnosed until much later and there are many adults receiving diagnoses of autism when they are evaluated. Autism is a clinical diagnosis made by an expert using information provided by the individual and/or their family. There are no laboratory tests that can diagnose autism, but there are behavioral tests. Here are some behaviors that people on the autistic spectrum may have. Not making eye contact. Find it difficult to relate to others. Find it difficult to understand other people's emotions. Prefer to avoid physical contact, like hugs. Repeating words and phrases. Feeling upset about changes in routine. Finding it hard to cope with changes in their environment. Tendency towards obsession. Repetition. Body rocking. Delayed cognition and learning. Stress and anxiety. Can dogs be autistic? Some of the behaviors associated with autism in humans can also be found in dogs. This begs the question, can dogs be autistic? Research has tried to answer this question since the 1960s. A breakthrough was achieved with a study reported in 2011 that found similarities between signs of autism spectrum disorder and repetitive tail chasing behavior seen in bull terriers. Dogs that were prone to chasing their own tails were more likely to be male than female, and also had trance-like behavior and phobia tendencies. However, the findings were still not conclusive. In 2014, another study found certain hormones were higher in both children with autism and bull terriers who exhibited tail chasing behavior. Now, there is sufficient evidence to suggest that dogs can show behaviors that are similar to autistic behavior in humans. Also, by classifying certain symptoms as indicative of autism, this may help us to find ways to assist with the condition. In dogs, symptoms that are similar to autism in humans are called QAD, canine dysfunctional behavior. QAD. What causes autism in dogs? The cause of canine dysfunctional behavior is not known or is idiopathic, meaning unknown. However, experts believe that affected dogs are likely born with it. Some recent studies have found that dogs that have been exposed to harmful chemicals are more likely to parent pups with canine dysfunctional behavior. This would be a fruitful area for future research. Some studies have suggested that affected dogs do not possess mirror neurons. These are special types of neurons that allow dogs to learn social skills. Without these neurons, dogs cannot develop the social skills or form the relationships that dogs need. Signs that your dog has autism. You should not try to diagnose canine dysfunctional behavior in your dog by yourself. You will need to consult a vet that has experience in diagnosing and treating behavioral and neurological conditions in dogs. Canine dysfunctional behavior differs from human autism in that it is not considered to be a spectrum condition. A vet will compare your dog's behavior to what is considered as normal behavior in dogs. The signs that your dog has autism include impaired social interactions with repetitive and compulsive behaviors. Look out for antisocial behavior. Dogs are pack animals and social interaction should be important to them. A normal dog will naturally want to interact on some level with other dogs, other animals, and humans. If you have a dog that takes no notice of other animals and pays no attention to you, even during mealtimes, this could indicate a problem. Problems with communication. Our dogs may not be able to talk, but they are very good at communicating with other dogs and us. They use body language signals such as tail wagging, licking, pinning their ears back, and rolling onto their backs. As owners, we soon learn to interpret what our dogs are saying to us. Have you noticed that your dog is different from other dogs when it comes to communication? Do they seem flat or neutral and never seem to be happy or excited? This could be a sign of autism. Other signs include appearing to be in a trance, staring into space, and avoiding eye contact. How they react to stimuli. Autistic dogs react differently to various stimuli, such as being touched. Whilst most dogs love a tickle under the chin, autistic dogs may be hypersensitive and may react as if you have hurt them. They may even become aggressive. The same thing can happen with sounds because they cannot cope well with being overstimulated. You may notice that they hide away somewhere that they feel safe, like under your bed. Many dogs are scared of fireworks and thunder, but the reaction of an autistic dog will be more extreme and will occur with a wider range of experiences. Obsessive-compulsive behavior. Research in this area has focused on obsessive tail chasing, but autistic dogs can become obsessive about other things too. They may repeatedly circle the circumference of a room or constantly grind their teeth. Other dogs with repetitive canine dysfunctional behavior line up their toys constantly, and some are obsessive chewers. Appear lazy. Reacting strongly to new situations, struggling to communicate, and acting obsessively makes a dog quite tired. Also, their preference will be to spend time alone in places that they find familiar and comfortable. They won't be very keen to go out on a walk or to interact with other dogs. All of this can make them appear lazy. If they are a high-energy breed, such as a Border Collie, the difference between them and the rest of their breed can be quite startling. Lethargy in a dog, especially a high-energy breed, should always be checked out by your vet. Diagnosing autism in dogs. Your vet will be able to decide if your dog has autism. This can be complicated because there are several other canine conditions that also have similar symptoms. The main ones are brain tumors or encephalitis. Dogs with these intracranial neurological diseases often circle obsessively and may also chew things obsessively. Anxiety. Dogs show that they are anxious in a number of ways. Many dogs suffer from mild anxiety, and there is often an obvious cause, such as a new pet, an environment change or house move, or they are a rescue who has suffered from some troubling or traumatic experiences. However, in the more severe cases of anxiety, dogs can be hypersensitive to sounds and to being touched. They may also avoid eye contact and chew and spin obsessively. Hypothyroidism. This occurs when a dog's thyroid gland is underactive. It is actually quite common in dogs and makes the body's metabolism slow down. Dogs with hypothyroidism put on weight and are lethargic. However, they are not likely to have compulsive behavior. Because there is no definitive autism test, your vet will rule out other potential causes first, through a process of elimination. This may include blood tests and brain scans. You will also be asked to give detailed information about your dog's lifestyle and behavior. Helping a dog with autism. Your vet cannot cure your dog of autism, but they can advise you on how to manage their symptoms, and there may be a medication that will help. The aim is to make your dog's life as happy as possible. Here are some potential treatments. Medication. Your vet may want to try medication that targets specific behavior associated with autism in dogs. The aim is to remove, or at least reduce, some of the more problematic issues. Fluoxetine, Prozac, is effective in many dogs, as are some other calming medications aimed at aggressive behaviors. Safe space in the home. It is important that your dog has a safe space in your home where they will feel secure and comfortable. A dog bed in a quiet corner may be sufficient. Other dogs like a crate with a cover over it so it feels a bit like a cave. Lifestyle adjustments. You may have to learn to avoid the situations that your dog finds stressful. If they don't like to be pet or played with, don't do it. Also, ask other people not to do it. Don't take your dog to places where they are going to have to meet a lot of other dogs and people. Take your walks in quiet areas. Don't force your dog to do things that clearly make them feel uncomfortable. For some dogs, pressure wraps have proved very useful. These are a type of dog vest that provides a soothing compression to their body, kind of like a tight hug. Calming treats and backpacks have worked for other dogs. Diet and exercise. As for all dogs, your furry friend needs enough exercise and a healthy diet. By ensuring that your dog gets fresh air and exercise, you can help them control their anxiety. It will also distract them from compulsive behavior, and exercise, like walks and playing games, has been shown to be very useful in the control of repetitive behavior. A well-balanced diet will ensure that nutritional issues do not add to your dog's problems and will maintain their general health. Appropriate training techniques. If possible, consult a dog trainer with experience in working with dogs with autism to discover the best way to train and interact with your dog. Summing up, can dogs have autism? Yes, experts currently believe that dogs can have a condition that is very similar to autism seen in humans. In dogs, it is called canine dysfunctional behavior. It causes a combination of social, communication, and behavioral issues and is present from birth. You will need a vet to diagnose this condition as it can be confused with other conditions including anxiety. There is no cure but it can be managed with a regime of medication, lifestyle adjustments and training. Up next. 5 surefire ways to treat your dog's separation anxiety. The 5 ways dogs get mange, and how to help them heal. Can dogs get COVID-19? Symptoms, risks, and prevention.